This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Danny Williams is going to pop in with an exclusive. Bill Clinton's reported a legitimate sign. Big press conference has happened at the start of the next segment. And Gerald Celente is coming on. He's been on fire. TheirLivesFoundation.net. But I see Leanne's in there really wound up. They did a brief interview for the Nightly News before this. But I want to ask you guys if you have the time, after you have lunch and take a break, to go with Leanne, you know, in that studio and talk about what comes after the election. Because we were on the same. I said, what comes next? Exactly what I was thinking. We need to, like, draw attention to this just for women, period, and how it's powerful people and their connections that get away with this type of abuse, whether it's our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, you know, whatever the case may be. But you were telling me, Kathy, about the threats, and you've got to have security, and importantly, how mad Hillary is.
Yeah, I've heard that she and her husband both killed off people for less than what I've done, and she's really, really mad. And I've had one night where I had to call the law at my house. There was people messing around. They didn't find nobody, but they've even offered me security, afraid that she or Clinton might put somebody up to hurting me.
Yeah, the state police in Arkansas have gone public and said that the Clintons have a murder machine going.
It's a scary thing.
I don't think they're going to get you, sweetheart, because you've spoken out and you've gone through their intimidation.
We've taken measures to make sure that Kathy is protected because you live right there in Arkansas, and I've been out there enough over the years doing the research into Clinton women accusers to know that it is not always easy to trust any branch of law enforcement out there because there are still so many Clinton connections.
Well, it's the Dixie Mafia and the KKK, and it's that group within everything that's doing all this stuff. And sometimes people are going to start pushing back. You know, this is a two-way street in this world. We're trying to fix this peaceably, and I think we are starting to turn the tide. But, man, people just better watch it. That's all I'm saying, because you can't keep pushing forever. Leanne?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't able to sleep last night just thinking about the story, knowing I was going to speak with Kathy today. It hurts me to know what she had to go through as a 12-year-old girl riding her bike to church. But yet Hillary Clinton thinks that she can just throw her away, because she's from the wrong side of the tracks. Mm. And that's what I want women and supporters of Hillary Clinton to understand, that this is who she is. This was decades ago.
And she said that on record. It's okay that she covered up because you're somebody from the wrong side of the tracks.
Right. And that she'd be willing to do this because she has to do a favor to one of her big-time donors to her husband's campaign. And so we see her doing that now repeatedly throughout history. That's why she's got all these scandals, is that she's doing these favors for her big donors, regardless of if it's ethical or right for the country or not, and just throws people under the bus to get her way, to claw her way to the top. She doesn't care who she destroys on the way there. And, you know, Candace can kind of speak to just the tactics that she used to violate Kathy again, as she is, like, interrogating her, trying to get this vicious rapist off. She interrogates this 12-year-old girl, puts her on trial, so to speak, and forces her to defend herself. You know, why are you
That's
asking
right. Leanne,
for
it? I want you to, after lunch, to continue to another in the in-depth interview with these ladies, since we've, you know, flown them here, got them here. Other points you'd like to make? Is your
I think that she has put me through what no 12-year-old should ever be put through. My life has never been the same. I've been through counseling 13 to 15 years due to it. If she was for women and children, she wouldn't put a 12-year-old through that. There's no way. Not only have I been traumatized once, but I would say that probably two or three times more I've been traumatized with stuff that I've had.
40-something-year-old women grab a girl out of the middle of town and take her out to fields. Right there, you're all going to prison. That's kidnapping. I mean, you know, and I tell you, it's a good thing that guy, wow. All right, ladies, you're amazing. Kathy Shelton, theirlivesfoundation.net. Candace Jackson helping head up theirlivesfoundation.net. Natalie Newsom, I'll have more on this with Leanne McAdoo and another special report. You guys go have some lunch, everybody. You know, dry your tears, and we're going to come right back with Gerald Celente. But first, we're going to talk to Danny Williams exclusive as well. But God bless you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Thanks for your courage.
I appreciate it.
We'll be back.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You know, in the coming election, no matter who gets in, one of the biggest issues nobody's talking about in the debates or anywhere is the vulnerability of the power grid, the potential for power grid chaos, EMP, cyber warfare, not to mention dangerous weather, hurricanes, ice storms, all a very real threat to our grid. My friends, chaos is already here, and it's going to get a lot worse. That's why I believe that all my listeners need to have a way to produce their own supply of backup electricity. Now I've got the perfect power solar generator system in my house, the Solutions from Science system. Simply put, this thing is amazing. Solutions from Science only makes the best equipment. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com to check it out. Now this is key. Right now, get 70% off their top-of-the-line, perfect power solar generator. This is the one I use in my home. Go to PowerGridChaos.com and get 70% off.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, it's InfoWars Live. Yours truly, Alex Jones. Then we return weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. We're going to have, I need to cut some promos on this because we're only 6 days, 5.5 days out now. We're going to go Monday, Tuesday, and through Wednesday, a 50-plus hour broadcast from 11 a.m. Monday right through 24 hours, you know, the whole Tuesday. And then right into Wednesday until after the show at 3 o'clock. So that's 52, 54 hours, something like that. That's coming up. Infowars.com/show. A lot of the broadcast is picked up on AM and FM affiliates and UHF and VHF and cable stations. But you can find everything at Infowars.com/show. And we are going to be covering the election live. We're going to have people calling in with the reports of election fraud that's already happening everywhere. We've caught the mother load of it. That's coming up. Gerald Celente, who's been on fire, is joining us. The word is the biggest WikiLeaks are set to drop in the next 3 days, so get ready for that. I was given info by a high-level source last night and again this morning that was so big, I could not believe I was getting the information. And this person's always been 100% on. So I called another source, and they're like, yeah, okay, I just wondered that. How do you know that? And I'm not going to get into who I'm talking to. Let's just say it's as high as you get. The mainstream media, whatever. Let me tell you, it's great, though, after 21 years on air, to just see God's plan working and where we've come to in this fight. I mean, it's just amazing. It's the good people standing up. No matter what color your skin is, we all got red blood, and we just want prosperity in the future and some kind of system that's basically fair. And we know globalism and Hillary Clinton admit. So Gerald Celente is coming up to start the next segment. One of the top trends forecasters out there. Danny Williams, you know, very nervous 2 years ago contacting us and Joe Biggs on Facebook. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I remember interviewing his aunt. Yeah, it looks like Bill Clinton probably is. I mean, sure. But then, you know, you talk to Danny, he's working, taking care of his kids, five kids. You know, we were trying to get him on. But now that the campaign's big, he's now been able to speak out because this is the season to expose it. And he was nervous. He was in the studio with us, but he did a great job. Seeing him at the National Press Club with like 100 people in the room and dozens of cameras, or more than that, CNN, Fox, you know, Russian TV, Japanese TV, I'm told. He did a great job. And he really let it all out. And I was just watching him during a break, because we obviously were cutting in during a break, just his mannerisms, just looks like Bill Clinton. And they never did a maternity test. They did a fake test. That's all come out. Why don't they just repudiate it? It's exciting to see this going so viral, because it just adds into how fake these people are and how rigged it is. So, Danny Williams, I won't keep you long. I know you're busy. Thanks for this exclusive interview after the press conference, and thanks for Joel Gilbert. Because I remember saying weeks ago, hey, you ought to have a National Press Club conference. I didn't know that got picked up on, or maybe somebody else thought of it too, but then suddenly I hear yesterday, oh, that press conference is happening. I'm supposedly running everything, and I learned about it yesterday. So tell us, you know, how this came to be, where this is going, what you called for today. It was pretty amazing.
Right. Me and my friends, we got together, and we had to set up another press conference. Actually, it came to be about for us to YouTube, my YouTube channel being kicked out, but... And we wanted to get the message out to Monica Lewinsky for us trying to get her blue dress for the DNA sample of my father's. But it also went great. It went excellent.
No, it did. And I know your buddy's there throwing points, and he can jump in anytime he wants, because this is all so important, Danny. And you're going through this for the first time. You've been trying to meet your dad. I remember interviewing your aunt when you were like 6, 7 years old 20 years ago. And I remember hearing you in the background while she was on the show talking about it. Bill Clinton giving you the presents, the money, all of it. If he would have just embraced you, it would have been some big positive instead of trying to cover it up.
Yes, sir.
Well, the press conference went really, really well. Some folks tried to attack you, but this time, you know, it wasn't just press that was against you. Other points you'd like to add?
Right. I want to thank Fox News and CBS for coming out. They came out today. The whole their position is showing support. But also, you know, I want to get this out. Hillary has the power to get Bill to submit to a DNA test. So I just want to ask her, please, to have your husband step up and submit to a DNA sample.
Absolutely. When was the first time you were told that Bill Clinton was your father?
Well, I've been told all my life, but the age of 8 or 9 was when I really realized what was really going on and who was my father. So, I've been knowing all my life. Since a kid, they've been pointing, you know, and when I was 3, 4 years old, my uncle and them used to stick their hands through my hair and say, look at little Bill Clinton, son, with this curly hair, you know, and all this. So I've actually been told that all my life, but to really be understanding and know for myself, I was like 8 or 9 years old.
Well, the media keeps trying to act like you just came up with this. This has been in the newspapers for 20-something years. You've always said this. The Clintons always dodge it. They act like we're doing this now because of the campaign season. Well, obviously, these people are liars. We're trying to force it now because now we can get attention on something.
Right. And correct. And, It's not that I've been just now doing it. I've been doing this. I've been coming out on the media and social media for 2.5 years, and, you know, it's actually why now the media is giving me the attention. It's because, you know, she's running again, and it just also gives me another chance to show the world and let them know that, you know, Bill Clinton is my father, and I'm trying to prove it.
Well, as you pointed out over and over again, you're not attacking him, any of it. You just want to meet your father, or you just want to have the paternity test, and he could do that right now. Now, I wonder if Monica Lewinsky is going to respond.
Right. I hope she does. And I just want to be accepted by my father and my stepmother. And, you know, and I hope and pray that, you know, Monica Lewinsky will step up and, or, you know, just at least coming back on in, let us know, you know, is she willing to do it or if not, you know.
That's right. All right. Well, great job, Danny. I know you're really tired. You've done a lot today. By the way, you look sharp in that suit. But I got to tell you, you look just like your dad, and no wonder they're running from this. And I just think it would have been a big positive if they had come out and admitted this. This would have been incredible instead of covering it up.
Yes, sir. I mean, like I say, now that I got my own kids and raising my own kids, I've been raising my own kids since 2003. And, you know, to go through everything and seeing them grow, and my oldest, she's 13. So to see my oldest grow for 13 years, it was something I missed out on, seeing my father watching me grow. So it's just something that always may eat me up. And I, like, since a kid, I always wanted to know, you know, is he really my dad? You know, I need to know.
Sure, no, I knew my grandparents, and they're gone, and I want to see them every day. It's this weird thing. I knew them, and then I'm certainly want to know my dad. Danny, thank you so much. Again, the YouTube got shut down, 20 million views. They had to bring it back. We put a big protest out, so at WND.com. They're trying to shut down your Facebook. The point is, they're not responding. They're trying to shut you down. People should certainly be supporting you. And by the way, you've had to quit your job for a while to even do this. They attacked the fact that people try to help them with plane tickets and stuff to cover this. How can people support what you're doing and get your message up?
We got a GoFundMe up on my page, and you can find it at Danny Williams on my Facebook page. You can find my GoFundMe. And basically, I just been asking for help from the people in general. You know,
and by the way, you didn't ask me for this. You didn't ask me to try to support you. I mean, I appreciate you and what you're doing and what you're doing, you know, trying to take care of your five kids, you know, all from one woman that you're, you know, is a great father. So we appreciate you and your courage and everything else. We'll talk to you soon, Danny Williams. Great job.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, folks, there he goes. And it's only $3,000 he's raised. I mean, I learned he was flying out here on his own and paying for his own hotels and, like, selling his car and stuff. And I said, that's it. I'm giving you $3,000. They made a big deal about that on Media Matters, like they got some secret. That came from me. You guys pay to fly me up to be on some national TV show. If I pay to fly somebody here, that's not bad. I'm not discredited. I'm sick of the lies. We're open about what we do. We're not hiding anything. We're good. We care about people. Now, briefly, we got 24 hours left on the highest quality storable food out there at the lowest prices. It's already a great deal normally at InfoWarsStore.com, powered by My Patriot Supply. Normally it's 10% off even their prices that are the best out there. Now we have 30 to 40% off, a limited time special. We only do a couple times a year. Used to it was once a year, then maybe twice a year. Now it's like five times a year because people understand now's the time to get storable food. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free. We can answer all your questions, 888-253-3139. Special diets, you name it. And we've got a big ProPure Gravity Fed G2 King Gravity Filter, the best unit they've got, 30% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com as well. And please don't forget, we're getting like 100,000 subscribers a week on YouTube right now. The show is just exploding, obviously, on every front. Sign up for the free newsletter in case they censor us. We can get key intel to you, special coupon codes, you name it. InfoWars.com/newsletter. Be sure and do that. And then don't forget our sponsors, Harvest Right. I mean, I've got a Harvest Right. I've had it for 5 years. It's the best dehydrator out there at the lowest price. A great American company. HarvestRight.com. I'm so glad we finally got him as a sponsor. Harvest Right created the most amazing home appliance, a home freeze dryer that helps you be prepared. The appliance allows you to freeze dry your own food at home. Freeze-dryer locks in 100% of the food's nutrients, so even 25-year-old food is healthy as tasty as the day you made it. That means you shoot a deer during the collapse, folks. You don't eat it all in one day before it goes bad. You freeze-dry it. You can freeze-dry fruits such as garden produce, proteins, even whole meals like lasagna, beef stew. Harvest Right sent us some of their freeze-dried food, and it's amazing. It tastes so good. Visit harvestright.com or call 800-594-4635. 800-594-4635. Harvest Right. And don't forget Infowars.com. If you don't have a dime to spend with us to fund the operation, that's fine. Spread the links, the articles, everybody you know. Gerald Celente, straight ahead.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There's a man coming around, take his name. Everyone won't be treated just the same.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
The man comes around.
When the man comes around.
All right, Gerald Felipe is our guest for the rest of the hour.
The hairs on your arm.
I really appreciate him joining us. He was really on fire when he joined us last week. He's going to be joining us a couple times next week during the 50-plus hours of live coverage that goes from 11 a.m. Monday right through the next day and then right through the end of the show on Wednesday. TrendsResearch.com. I'm not going to go over his bio. Everybody knows who Gerald is. He wants to get into the propaganda of fascist Italy. The next long segment's coming up. This is a short six-minute segment. We'll look at the latest developments with him. But first off, we have the New York Times. Investigation into Donald Trump's FBI sees no clear links to Russia. This made-up thing about a server, they admit's fake. The exact same thing Hillary's doing with a secret server to China, Russia, Saudi Arabia. Everything Hillary is doing is turning to pure crap. What is happening? Has the dam broke? What's happening, Gerald Celente?
Well, crap in, crap out. And that's all it is. It's McCarthyism. Blaming Putin and Russia for what's going on to divert the real issue. And it's quite disgusting how they're doing it, and there's nothing new about this. I mean, she's fond of calling Putin the new Hitler. When her husband overthrew the leader of Yugoslavia, he was a Hitler. So they throw that word around a lot, and they're using this to divert the real attention. And the biggest story to me here, Alex, is what these WikiLeaks are showing us, how the country is really run, and how we're just all the little people in Slavelandia, as the dirty deals are being done at the top of the heap, how people are getting jobs, getting paid off, how the multinationals are in control of virtually everything. And again, when Hillary was asked at the last, quote, debate, they're not debates, the presidential reality shows, you have 2 minutes to answer a question about foreign policy, that she was quoted in a speech saying she wanted open borders and open trade and more growth for globalization. She diverted it by saying that, you know, that Trump was in bed with Putin. And so they just divert the issues. It's McCarthyism at its height right now, getting the people to hate Russia while they're diverting the reality.
I agree, Gerald. And since you mention it, the blinders really have come off. We're learning that everything you covered, I covered, Ron Paul talked about forever, we've all been vindicated. Special interests, globalists, they want us poor, they are dumb, they admit it, they want a monopoly, they don't want a middle class. It's the opposite of prosperity in the Renaissance. These are true dirtbags that want us poor.
Yes, and again, the numbers are there. You know, since 1988 to now, real income, when adjusted for inflation, is flat. It's below 1999 levels.
They want a nation of renters, so they want us poor. Trump is bucking that. That's why the whole system's against him. Could it be clearer?
Yeah, it's the whole populist movement. People are fed up with the elites. Again, what I'm saying is what WikiLeaks has showed us is how the elites are running the game. And the most important part of this, as I see it, this is only one little grain of sand of leaks from all. This is only from one guy.
It's one guy. Exactly. And it's total. Exactly.
Could you imagine if we got more information from all the criminals out there that like to call themselves Republicans and Democrats that are shafting us?
By the way, you're right. The Republicans are just as involved. That's why they're trying to block the populist movement.
Exactly. And by the way, after this election, as a matter of fact, it's going to be one of our top trends for 2017, populism. The conservative, the quote, old conservative Republican Party is dead. It's as dead as McCain, as empty as McConnell, and as
the Bushes,
as stupid as Lindsey Graham. And so what we're saying is, though, Alex, what we're looking at is just a tiny peephole into this elitism through Podesta's emails.
That's a great point. This is only a tiny peephole. Imagine. This is like totally insane. This one email, the whole press can't even cover the corruption. These people are like demons, just corruption. Can you imagine one guy, the corruption's so bad, the whole media can't track it. Can you imagine the thousands of them, what it's really like?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
No, you crystallize it. You had an original thought there, which I don't mean that patronizing. Almost no one does. That totally just blew me away. No one said that yet. This is only one people. Joe Salente's done it again. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if we had all their emails? I mean, these people have demonic energy. I'm telling you. Hillary herself is running 4 or 5 networks and all the major newspapers approving stuff herself through her aides. How do they do this much work?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
If you're thinking about purchasing a memory foam or dial-up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customized bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Supreme Sleep System. Reverie Sleep Systems use patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Find out why Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero-gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back and legs, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night promise. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, you can send the bed back for a full refund. Right now, Reverie's radical new hybrid mattresses are changing the world of sleep. They combine velvety memory foam with the breathability of natural rubber, so they don't sleep hot. Call 866-882-3300 right now for our free guide to great sleep. That's 866-882-3300. Or visit Reverie.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Rutger Howard, impromptu poetry in the film Blade Runner. You know, the animating contest of liberty is here, and people think you die, whether you believe in God or not. What you stand for, what you write, what you build, the culture you create goes on and lives through others. It's like ancient cave drawings would be a loving testament to those of the future, not through some arrogance, but with a need to go on and commune with our own species. Empathy is the true mark of consciousness. And the need to build others up, including yourself, is civilization. and the American experiment, not perfect, but the greatest ever, became the apple of the world's eye. People came here to experience the limited freedom we had. And then it created incredible wealth. It created the biggest government the world's ever seen because a parasite could be created to feed off that magnificent host. And now that parasite is so twisted it wants to kill its host because it's in competition with it. That shows the blindness of the system. And so Trump, an imperfect messenger, as we all are, is trying to unseat that monopoly and believes in the engine of freedom. And that's why they're in a full panic mode, because anyone in my life I've noticed who's really a smart person involved, who's lived, is confident, is strong, but is, not, I want to say prideful, but is so confident they're not arrogant. And they have understandings of their limitations. You look at though these people that have been given everything and that are all about the special interest they're in, it's all about who's the most delusional, who's the most mindless, who believes they're invincible. And that leads us to destruction. So Gerald was getting into where we currently are, the giant populist awakening that I'd say dwarfs in magnitude the Gutenberg printing press 550 years ago by 500 times, 1,000 times. With all the technology, all the compression of time, all the things that are changing, all the things that are happening, all the connections that are going on, we're seeing a giant corporate elite siphon off our ideas and try to suppress innovation because it knows it's threatened by it, even as it wants to rise on that sea. It's just not going to work that way. And so they will lose unless they cause a nuclear war and kill us all. So Gerald Celente is our guest. I want to get into what he sees with the campaign, the last 5.5, 6 days, where this is going. A lot of top pollsters, even Democrats, admit there's been a collapse for Hillary, a total repudiation of this whole synthetic, fake, corporatist, liberal, neocon system. I'm not hedging bets here. Even if they steal it from Trump or he loses or whatever, we shouldn't get violent because culturally it's the beginning of the end. It's clear that the organic true drive of human liberty is absolutely unstoppable. Gerald Celente, my friend, take over.
Well, you know, going back to these WikiLeaks, the other point, of course, is, and again, this is only a grain of sand looking into the whole corrupt system. And again, this is supposed to be a democracy. We should have access to these things. But having said that, we now know it's a fact how rigged the media is. And, of course, I call them prostitutes. And Donna Brazile, of course, lived up to that in full fashion, as did the people that helped her along, the ones in the other media as well. They're nothing more than sellouts. And so there is no free media. And it's also important for people to understand that the whole fourth estate, as they used to call it, to look after the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the congressional branch, that's gone. In the last 2 weeks, Wall Street Journal announced massive layoffs. New York Times, Gannett News Service, massive layoffs. There are no feet on the street. There's no beat on the street anymore. It's gone. So we're not getting news. And the news that we're getting, as we're seeing, is totally rigged. So anybody believes in a free media, you better grow up. And I can show more of the proof. What I do each day, I get 3 hardcover newspapers delivered, besides, of course, all the going on the Internet. I get the Financial Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the New York Times. So here's today's Wall Street Journal, the front page. Trump amps up criticism of Clinton. Democrats attack Department of Justice probe pledge, right? All right, so there's a story about what's going on with the latest leaks and the Department of Justice action. But here's the front page of, they call themselves the New York Times, the paper of record, but as everyone knows, I call it the toilet paper of record because that's all it's really good for. Here's the front page, a wonderful picture of Hillary Clinton smiling on the top and the right-hand story, in 1990s crisis, Trump used a tax tactic now banned. Have nothing to do with what's going on now. These are disgusting little human beings. They are prostitutes. They get paid to put out. So let's see who put out this. We have a David Barstow, Mike McIntyre, Patricia Cohen, Susan Craig, and Russ Butner. Yeah, Russ Butner, up whose butt? That's what the crap is that they put out. I could show you more, and I do this on Trends in the News virtually every evening. Here's a story last Wednesday. You look at the front page of the New York Times, a black photo of Trump. Very ominous. Under it, what drives Trump? A fear of fading away. What little prostitute person wrote this? Michael Barbaro. You should be ashamed of yourself. You're supposed to call yourself a journalist, and you say a fear of fading away? Oh, you decided, little boy? Because when you read this, it's nothing but empty crap.
I was about to say, it's projection. It's the New York Times that's bankrupt with the Mexican kingpin bailing them out. It's the mainstream media fading away. They're the ones fading away.
Exactly. So now, the same day, right, as they had the next day, rather, after this photo, that was Thursday, Friday, here's Hillary in that famous fake happy smile with Michelle Obama. Yeah, the one that loves the rap stars that sing all those filthy, dirty, disgusting lyrics.
I rape you, bitch, up one side, down the other. But it's okay because she said that Trump's been.
Once adversaries, now allies. Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama, not a word. Not a word about the WikiLeaks. Not a word.
Let me ask you this. They're going bankrupt. They're all collapsing. This is a referendum against them. Whether Trump wins, loses, or draws, they admit they're devastated. Where do they go in the future? Give us the trends. Where do we go as the dinosaur who was discredited now collapses and rolls over dead in front of us?
Well, if she wins, again, look at her. We sent you the links here. You look at her campaign slogan, Stronger Together. Oh, yeah, Stronger Together. That was Mussolini.
Yeah, let's stop, because here's the crazy part. Obama and Hillary use communist and fascist terminology and even the same posters. They don't care as long as it's authoritarian. So you've got propaganda of fascist Italy here from the encyclopedia. You sent us this. Gerald, I mean, for TV viewers, I'll show folks a document cam shot. Explain this to people. They think we're so dumb, they use fascist terminology.
Yeah, here it goes. National and social unity was symbolized by fascists themselves, the bound sticks being stronger together. So they have these sticks bound with axes on them. Stronger together than individuality. Stronger together. It's a global takeover. Open borders, globalization, multinationalization, stronger together. It's against individuality. Italians were called to pull together in a unity. Mussolini declared that the state did not weaken the individual. This was a part of explicit rejection of liberal individualism. Furthermore, fascism was to be totalitarianism. Fascism was not a party, but a way of life. You ready for this? The corporatist state was offered as a unifying form of politics as opposed to a liberal democracy.
True, that's Roman Empire, which he was bringing back. We have all the countries they've conquered tied together with a hatchet on the top. That's the symbol of fasci. That's the globalist model today.
Exactly. Stronger together, because individualism doesn't count. Alex, we all have to be politically correct. We all have to speak their language.
So let me ask you this. We'll do that, but explain to me, why do they openly use Karl Marx quotes of lean forward, capture the future, stronger together, Mussolini stuff? And like, can they come up with anything new on their own? Because they use literal authoritarian terminology, and their little trendy minions don't get it.
The reason they do it is because they know how effective it is.
It works.
Hey, it worked for Mussolini. It worked for Marx. Why not us? Because all we are psychopaths, like the ones that we quoted, and we want to get in control. So they're using a proven methodology that worked very well. Again, stronger together, the words are right there. It was the foundation of fascism because individualism doesn't count. Oh, by the way, it goes back to what you were saying when I was on the last show, you were talking about the driverless cars and how we're all losing control of everything. And that's what this is. It's a totalitarian takeover. Go back to WikiLeaks again. That guy who's running Google. He's
Schmidt.
A big part. Right?
Schmidt, they'll admit they're running the whole campaign.
And it's right there in the WikiLeaks. But the Turlet paper of record, the New York Times, doesn't have that headline there. Google rigging the elections with Clinton. They don't do that. So that's what I'm trying to say. They know what they're doing. They want a global takeover.
No, they know they're creating a global fascist order based on Rome. That's the admitted whole entire system. I totally agree. That's what Club of Rome admits. It's what Bilderberg admits. So how do we counter it, and what do you expect to see? You're a smart guy. What happens if Trump gets in? What happens if they steal it? What are the two different divergent paths?
There's no stopping the populist movements. They're going on throughout Europe. The Alternative for Deutschland party, they just knocked out Merkel in key areas. You're looking at the Freedom Party in Austria, the Wilders party in the Netherlands, Le Pen's party in France. You saw the Brexit
Iceland, vote. Catalonia, it goes on and on.
So that's what the future is. It's people power. And your kind of show, what I'm doing, Paul Craig Roberts, others, Ron Paul, that we are the people. Again, you read the WikiLeaks and you see what little creeps these jerks are and how.
Did you see the one 3 weeks ago where they said we want to keep them poor and desperate and in the dark and uninformed? It's so evil.
And again, the toilet paper doesn't put it out there. Listen to Hillary Clinton's speeches at the Goldman Sachs gang. They're telling that.
She's, I'm going to get rid of borders. I'm going to drive down wages. We're going to F everybody.
And that they're out of touch with the middle class.
And by the way, the rich billionaires know they could globally set a higher standard. And so the left says drive up wages, but they mean that in the control system so you don't get a job. No, they mean global wages sunk to the lowest level to make you poor so you can't compete. It's super evil.
And then what they're using is the techno takeover to keep us in control. So that's how they're doing it. They're taking more. We're going back to advertising revenue in newspapers in the last quarter was down 9%. People aren't reading. They're hitting sound bites from Facebook, from Twitter, from Google News. They're dumbing us down. They're getting the masses totally tuned out. And it's going to be up to what Samuel Adams said. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. We're setting those.
I agree. And I think they've backfired thinking they can use AI and algorithms to shut things down because Trump has made it a war between social media and the internet and mainstream media. And we're winning. Humet is beating the algorithm.
And this is just the beginning. That's what we're saying. It's just the start.
So have confidence, folks. And we're not just saying this to put perfume on a pig. Gerald's right. Look at what's happening. They're in panic mode. They're freaking out. This is only the beginning. Realize the power you have and the choices you make, what you buy, what you do, what you say. When you speak out, when you give your opinion, it's not their centralized opinion. When you have an original thought, it's wealth born into the world. You want to fight globalism? Make art.
And that's very important because this isn't not only what I'm saying, I'm listening to what they're saying. They had the World Trade Organization meeting and the IMF, the International Mafia Federation meeting down in Washington, D.C. Go back to the G20 meeting several weeks earlier. Their greatest fear is the people's repulsive attitude toward globalization. They're saying it out loud.
Oh, they admitted
loud.
In all their main publications to each other, The Economist, Washington Post, Financial Times, globalism's in trouble. Hillary's the last domino. If she falls, we're done. They even admit, we did rip everybody off. We did lie about globalism. We said it would help everybody. We effed everybody. We've got to be good now. That's just one more con.
And again, you look at the numbers. You realize that trade in the first 9 months of this year, global trade is down almost $500 billion.
Massive.
So the whole thing is failed. And you're seeing the revolts in Italy. They elected a woman, Virginia Raggi, 37 years old, to the mayor of Rome. Another woman elected to the mayor of Turin. You're going to see Renzi being thrown out when his new constitutional referendum is rejected coming up in December. There's a global revolution. It's a off with their heads moment in the sense that the people are fed up with the elites, and you read the WikiLeaks, and the elites are in charge. And the elites are, whether they're prostitutes for CNN, CNBC, CBS, and NPR, all of
they're
them.
They're all trash, and you're right. They thought they would have controlled corporate media when they brought in global government and austerity to control us and make us permanent serf classes. But instead, the internet they built to be a spy grid blew up in their face, and they're now realizing it. So, Gerald, when we come back from break, start now. How do they strike back then? Because they know now they're not as arrogant as they used to be.
Well, they're going to do everything to stop us. And again, InfoWars is the leader out there putting out the message of peace, freedom, trust, loyalty, and morality. Those are words that don't fit into their lifestyle.
I want to get your prediction for the election. Only 5.5 days out with Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com. Sign up for his free trends alerts. He also does a daily program just like we do as well. And it's just amazing to see the epic time we're in. We are winning. But will the globalists throw a fit and start a nuclear war to overturn the chessboard? We'll talk about that as well straight ahead. Then Paul Watson from London.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com/Nephilim.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
If you're thinking about purchasing a memory foam or dial-up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customized bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Supreme Sleep System. Reverie Sleep Systems use patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Find out why Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero-gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back and legs, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night promise. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, you can send the bed back for a full refund. Right now, Reverie's radical new hybrid mattresses are changing the world of sleep. They combine velvety memory foam with the breathability of natural rubber, so they don't sleep hot. Call 866-882-3300 right now for our free guide to great sleep. That's 866-882-3300. Or visit Reverie.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish
is great. One of our great sponsors is United States Gold Vault, based right here in Texas. That's where I personally have gotten some of the latest gold I've gotten and silver. Will you and your family be protected when we have another economic meltdown? I believe an economic crash is coming. It's already happening in many areas of the world, and I protect myself with real money. Do you want to be a victim or do you want to be prepared? Take action with the company I trust, United States Gold Vault. Call them today at 844-321-ALEX. They've created a game-changing gold and silver survival pack. A lot of other great things they have. Ask about those. Filled with physical gold and silver coins that could help safeguard you, what you'll need most in a financial crisis, real money, not paper. I've secured my retirement, or at least emergency backup, with gold and silver. Don't wait till it's too late. Call the United States Gold Vault now at 844-321-ALEX. You'll get a rugged double-locking bank bag to securely store your gold and silver absolutely free. That's United States Gold Vault at 844-321-ALEX. And we have 30 to 40% off last day on high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. Please don't forget to go sign up for the free news alerts as well. And also sign up and get the quarterly trends journal from Gerald Celente. And speaking of trends, I was just getting into that. Other points we should add, other things people should know, Gerald.
Well, just what you were talking about with gold and that right now, as we're speaking, gold is up almost $20. The markets are down over 150 points, the Dow. There's fear on the street, and it has nothing to do with whether or not Trump wins. Because if Trump wins and the economy goes, the markets go down, of course, they'll take a shot and blame him. It's much bigger than that. It's a global economy. And so, as I mentioned to you, we're looking at global trade. Those are real numbers that is down $500 billion. And about the survival packs and all of that, you know, people better start putting their money where their mind is. And, of course, I don't give financial advice, but I buy gold, and I'm a firm believer of it, and I've been forecasting it for many years.
Well, I mean, if all you're doing is sitting on paper, you're crazy.
Excuse me?
If all you're doing is sitting on paper, you're crazy.
In my estimation, because it's digital money printed on nothing and backed by nothing. So why not have an asset that's been around since the written word, and it's not going anywhere, even though others say it's going to? And again, you're looking at the prices going up as volatility's increasing and the real numbers are coming in. What are we going into now? The sixth quarter of negative.
Well, that's my next question. Clearly, the global meltdown's happening. Deutsche Bank, they say, is in bigger crisis than Lehman Brothers. I mean, how long can they put this off? The Fed admits their QE failed. So what happens?
Well, again, that's what they're trying. They're trying anything desperate. But you know what I say, and you were saying it before, in the sense that about a World War III. Go back to Hillary Clinton's debate, where she said she wants a no-fly zone over Syria. And then you hear the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dunford, say that that's declaring war against Russia, because Russia was invited there, of course. People don't know that. The Assad government was elected by the people with international observers. The United States is a foreign power that's invading another country.
Trying to put jihadis in control.
So, exactly. So when all else fails, they take you to war. And when I say put your money where your mind is, everyone listening out there, if you're not supporting Alex Jones and buying the products that they're selling that are only going to improve your health and put you in a position to avoid the dangers when they happen, then you're being a hypocrite. Because it takes money and time to make these.
Well, sure, what you're saying is we have to build an economy by what we support, and supporting trendsresearch.com, it's Infowars.com. It's everybody telling the truth. Taking action together by supporting our sponsors, the products we sell, it builds a larger platform to fight this. We're all in it together. Gerald Celente, I know you're going to join us again next week, only 5.5, 6 days out from election. Thank you so much for your time, my friend.
Thank you for having me on, and thanks for all you do.
You bet. Thank you. Wow. Great guy. He is on fire. He's always on fire, but really on fire right now. I'm going to come back, finish up for 5 minutes, and Paul Watson takes over from London, England. He's got big breaking news. What a full broadcast today. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.